What's the best tea for cold brewing? In this video, we're going to try and find out by comparing our two most popular cold brew teas, the Shizuku Sencha and the Karagane Sakamoto. Before we get started, it would really mean a lot to us if you could subscribe to our YouTube channel and stay tuned for future tea videos. We have hundreds of videos on all sorts of topics related to Japanese green tea, but for this episode, we're going to focus on cold brewing specifically. Let's get started. Okay, so what I have here is two different cold brew teas. And these are some of our favorite teas for cold brewing. I have the Gyokuro Karagane from Mr. Sakamoto. And then I also have the Shizuku Sencha. This is from a small town in Shiran that we visited a few years ago. And both these teas really work well as a cold brew, but you'll see that they look very differently. So this is the Shizuku on the right here, and this is the Karagane. The first thing you'll notice is that the Shizuku is much cloudier, and we'll get into that in a second. And you'll also notice some stems here in the leaves, whereas the Shizuku does not have stems. So let's go ahead and take a look at the leaves here, the leaf shapes. So go ahead and pour out the Karagane. And then I'll go, actually, let's take a look at this first. So the Karagane is a shaded stem tea. So it's made from the same tea plants used to make Gyokuro, but the stems are included here. So this really makes the flavor much milder. It kind of takes away from that kind of that punch of the savory umami flavor, but it still maintains a lot of its sweetness, which is nice. So some people are kind of find Gyokuro be a little bit too strong for the palate. Maybe try Karagane because it's a little bit milder. You might like it. And now with the Shizuku, what you'll see, it's a very unique tea. It's a mixture of sencha leaves and matcha powder. So we can see here, maybe it's not so clear, but you can see that this is a mixture of sencha leaves and matcha powder. And in the first infusion or in the cold brew, what happens is that matcha powder is released into the water. So the downfall of a lot of cold brew teas is they don't have a whole lot of flavor, or they lack sort of the raw power of a hot brew tea. This one is much different because that matcha powder releases and creates this really rich drinking experience. So if you think cold brew teas are a little bit weak for your taste profile, try the Shizuku because it's got a lot of power to it. But we're going to compare these two teas. I've been brewing these for a little over 3 hours. I would say between 3 and 4 hours, which is kind of my favorite time. I like the tea to be a little bit stronger, the cold brew to be a little bit stronger. So 3 to 4 hours is good for me. What I'm going to do here is just, all you need to make a cold brew is, you know, 2 glasses, some leaves, and a filter. That's the most important. So I'm just going to pour the leaves through the filter. That's okay. Make sure I get everything out. And then I'm just going to, I only have one filter, so I'm just going to kind of dump these off screen. And then I'm going to pour in the Karagane. So big difference in color here, huge difference. Make sure I get out everything here. So you really notice that, you know, the colors could not be more different. The Shizuku is like super cloudy green, and the Karagane is a more translucent, although there is some cloudiness to it, but it's clearly a yellow color without much greenness to it. So you see the two teas. This one, the Shizuku, is obviously much more opaque. The Karagane is much more translucent or transparent. So let's go ahead and take a little taste here. I'll start with the Karagane. Oh yeah, that's really good. Yeah, I'm getting this. When I have the Karagane as a cold brew, what becomes clear to me is this kind of cantaloupe melon sweetness, and this kind of cool cucumber water finish. So if you've ever had cucumber water before, it can be really refreshing, and that's kind of what I get with the Karagane. So kind of this really mild vegetal flavor, but definitely some sweetness to it, some fruitiness as well. So it's really nice. Now the Shizuku. Oh wow. Yeah, it's really strong. It's fruity. It's got this kind of
It always picks up this kind of strawberry flavor to it. So definitely a good tea for the summertime. Kind of this cool, refreshing strawberry. You get a little bit of the sweet corn note, actually. But it's very fruity. So kind of a clashing of these kind of, not tropical fruits, but kind of a little bit more citrusy fruits and the steamed vegetables. The Shizuku's definitely our go-to cold brew tea because it actually is designed to be a cold brew with the matcha powder and the essential leaves together. It's designed to give like a lot of flavor to the cool water. The Katagane is also, I guess, designed to be a cold brew. That's at least how Mr. Sakamoto introduced it to us when we first arrived. He prepared some cold brewed Katagane, and he said this tea is really, at least by him, designed to be a cold brew. But it's very good because a normal Gyokuro would get a little bit strong if it were cold brewed for this long. Normally with Gyokuro, I like to go for a cold brew time of, you know, just 20 to 30 minutes, actually, with a high leaf to water ratio, and it gets a really good flavor. Any more than that, and it will start to become overpowered. But for the Katagane, you can really make a proper cold brew tea and let it sit for a long time, and it's not going to get overpowered. Yeah, so I really like both of these teas. They're both super refreshing, super flavorful. Definitely more flavor here. So if you're looking for that power, you know, some citrusy fruits, some steamed vegetables, sweet corn, go for the Shizuku. If you're looking for a more mild kind of straw, summer grass, but also that, you know, cantaloupe melon sweetness, cucumber water, like that cool, refreshing cucumber, go for the Katagane. Right off the bat, I can't really tell you which one's better. They're both better for maybe different occasions and different tastes. So the best thing to do is just try them both yourself and see which one you like more. You can find these on our website, neoteas.com. So that's the Shizuku Sencha is the one on the right. And the Katagane, Gyokuro Katagane on the left. And we also have many other teas that are great as a cold brew. Some of my favorites are the Gyokuro Sasahime. I actually tried the Kuki Hojicha the other day as a cold brew, and it was fantastic. Also, we like the Yamaga no Sato. That's kind of our original cold brew tea. Very, very good. Gets kind of this lychee berry note that you'll definitely like. So try a few of these teas, see which one you like the most. Summer, the hot weather is no excuse to not drink delicious green tea. You can prepare it as a cold brew, and some people even like the flavor better. So thank you all so much for watching. If you made it this far in the video, it would really mean a lot to us if you could subscribe to the channel. But until then, we'll see you next time.